People Helping People, a program bridging the community with local organizations and nonprofits making a difference in the Bay Area. If you or someone you know would like to get your messages on People Helping People, please email us at contact@poly923fm.com or desipeoplehelpingpeople@gmail.com. Here are your hosts, Larry Walling and Greg Pirillo.
Bali 92.3 FM, you're listening to People Helping People. I'm Greg. My co-host, Larry, isn't with us today. So he was really bummed because I know this is a subject he's very passionate. He's passionate about every subject, but this is a subject we've been talking about for like 5 years. And he's very excited and passionate. But I know he'll be even more excited when the time comes and he hears this. And he knows that there will be another time when we'll probably have today's guests in and even maybe let this subject, if you will, evolve into more. So a couple months back, I do a show called They See Hip Hop with a gentleman who's in the studio with me right now, Hardik, who's also on the show. We call him IQ. So I tend to call him that if I slip into that. But he was telling me about his kids and how in their school they're trying to do this big hip hop music video. I misunderstood it at first, but then when I started asking questions, I started to realize, like, this is actually a brilliant idea. The fact that somebody is trying to find a way, or the school system or that particular school was willing to do something like this to see, like, the kids at their own, on their own level, in their own environment, and what they're living and what they're seeing every day. So we talked about this and then it evolved and you showed me pictures. You remember that day? You were like,
yep.
So you were like, look at all these pictures from this event. It looked like a music video was filmed there. Like,
yeah.
And it's essentially what it was, obviously. Yeah. But it really then became more about, like, wow, this is amazing. Here I am looking at pictures where the principal of the school is like serving ice cream or something. It was something wild. And I was like, wait, she's doing it too? She was in the whole thing? Yeah. She was part of everything. So I was like, we gotta bring her in there. We have to get her on the show to talk about it. So today, we actually are excited to bring in Principal Ryan Hansen Vera or Vera?
Yes, Vera.
Vera. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Principal Ryan's here. You are the principal of Quimby Oak Middle School.
Yes.
Let me start with this. What made you think, I'm going to do this? Like, I'm going to do a hip hop video and let the kids see that I can be on their level. How?
So I think the coolest thing about being a middle school principal is, well, at first it sounds scary.
Mm-hmm,
the initial reaction when I talk to other people, they're like, ooh, what an age.
Yeah.
But it's been building relationships with those kids.
Okay.
And I think that I pride myself on really listening to what they're into. And my kids are listening to hip-hop music.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I hear them listening to hip hop music that's unfavorable,
mm-hmm.
and maybe not using the best vocabulary,
mm-hmm.
or setting the best image of other people. But I still know that's what hooks them.
Mm-hmm.
And so taking the risk to connect hip hop with something that we're doing at school, I felt would be something the students would really be into.
Did you think when it came to the idea itself, that this is sort of an alternative way of maybe reaching kids at a time when we talk about this all the time, and you could read about it any day. This is a discussion that you'll hear amongst people constantly. The difference of growing up even 10 years ago, I'm not even going back 20, 30 years, even 10 years ago, up against what it is now, the immediacy of social media, how quickly people can get hammered for anything they do. Did you think, I'm going into territory that might be a bit controversial, or did you not even go there?
At first, I didn't even go there. I think when the idea came that we were making a hip-hop video, my first comment was, this cannot be corny,
mm-hmm.
because then the kids won't think I'm being authentic.
Right.
And they will think that I'm almost mocking something that they think is cool.
Uh-huh.
And then that's how the kids work against you. As soon as, like, the adult, it's kind of like the Facebook fad a little bit has diminished with kids this age,
mm-hmm.
because they see that's for adults.
Yeah, it's old people.
Yeah.
And that's usually what happens. As soon as it gets older, they leave and they go find their own platform where they could be kind of what they are. But that place, even though they might seem to love it, they might seem to really enjoy TikTok, Snapchat, all of it,
yeah.
all these apps I don't know about because clearly I'm not that age, but they there's a lot of struggles within that. And mm-hmm. I even talk to my nieces and nephews who are young, and they'll say, like, it's sometimes it's just horrifying because people could say whatever they want and not to your face. So again, you're right. That whole aspect is just, it's a whole other monster.
Right.
But we hear all the time, Larry and I, that people are trying to find new ways to relate to kids. And like, how do you feel that worked? Like, from that perspective, and I want your perspective as a parent as well.
Yeah.
How do you think it worked?
Yeah. So I think the first thing was, I think it was very positive because we stayed true to the values that we're trying to hold at our school. So we're not breaking down the cornerstones of what our school stands for, our vision and mission, our focus on academics, because we're trying to relate to kids. Mm. It's because relating to kids is our number one priority to get them to learn. And I think that sometimes it can be viewed that something has been dumbed down, or that maybe we're, you know, trying too hard to tap into the kids, like hip hop, for example. Why should that be school appropriate? But we didn't break the values of what we stand for. And that's that we want kids to be leaders. We want them to be open-minded. We want them to be respectful, own their choices, and be studious. And that's for all of them. And so you mentioned something earlier about sometimes we miss a kid's hidden talent. Mm-hmm. Through this video, I got to know students on a deeper level than I ever would have known before, because I got to see something that they were naturally good at,
right,
that they don't get to perform this way in a classroom.
Right.
And so there's this whole other experience that I can offer them, and this could be something that can change their life. One cool thing about connecting with the parent was that they are an expert in this community. I'm really demonstrating for kids, this is what it looks like. If you want to be a rapper,
right,
you want to make music videos when you grow up, I know that sounds glorious, but here's all the things that you're going to need to accomplish to make that really happen.
Right.
And that's in line with my values. So if I'm talking about hip hop with kids, it's also rooted in all these things they need to be a successful human being.
That is super interesting, by the way, how you viewed that. From your side of it, now I do want to go back to that, but from your side of it, how do you feel it went over?
I mean, so my boys rap, right?
I know your kids rap. They're great.
We were like, had a couple songs before this, Put Your Belt On, and you know,
which
like,
was my favorite forever. I was like, I don't understand why
code of conduct.
How come they don't know how to?
Yeah, the
I didn't
schools...
realize it was a seatbelt. It was a great campaign. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No. So it's like, you know, everyone's always been very, very supportive of them doing things like this, and we've always tried to make sure that they know that hip hop isn't like something bad. You know, there is a lot of positivity to it. The fifth element of hip hop is knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Not many people know that. Knowledge of what? Knowledge of self.
Yeah.
And when you have knowledge of self, then you're not afraid to do anything.
Right,
you know,
right.
So those are some values that I've been trying to instill in my kids just through hip hop. And then when we got the opportunity, like when, you know, Ryan Hensen-Vera was like, we're going to do this. Like, we're going to do it right. And we're going to participate, you know, and we're going to have all the kids participate. I mean, I think there was a moment in one of the scenes when, how many children do you have?
I was like, they're all coming out.
1,200?
986 of them are coming out at lunchtime right now.
And they did.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we had about 1,000 participants in a music video. We should have probably invited Guinness Book of World Records. I think it's a fabulous
effort.
Wait,
you had effort. Like cars in there, like classic cars? Or
yeah,
something, right?
So the video, we had a song, and my goal in that was, this is my student. He's a seventh grader, and we're talking about these values, open-minded, be respectful, own your choices, studious. He has them all, and he has this talent that where else is he able to show it? His teachers aren't going to know this. No one's going to ask him to rap his next social studies test,
right.
Maybe an LSI, but
it worked for me.
Yeah. But I think that, this was a place for us to showcase another student. The cool thing about Ishan is that he is also on the basketball team.
Right.
He also does a little video clip where he has an interview where he kind of describes his school's values and how it's cool that he could just showcase his rapping talent.
Right.
In that video clip, there were people that didn't know that student speaking and presenting was the same student with the hat on dancing in front of the car in the middle of the quad.
Right.
He has this hidden talent.
Right.
And Ishan is a conduit for all those other kids on that campus that have that same talent. And now I hope they'll have the guts to get out there and show it.
That's interesting too, because it's important to point out we could be leaders as adults and we could try to do the right thing, but it's going to be those children that are leaders, like that finding the next generation of positive minded leaders, right?
That's right.
If there's one thing that we as a parent or as adults should be thinking is setting up the future with the right people. And I feel like it's identifying. And a lot of times you just said it, they get swept under or they're not recognized for whatever reason. And a lot of times it's our own blinders that are keeping us from seeing it because our own values might be different and not a lot. Just because somebody listens to hip hop doesn't mean that they're, you know, going to be out in a gang. It just doesn't, it doesn't work that way anymore. I mean, my parents, I remember telling me like their parents didn't want them to watch Elvis Presley or the Beatles because of what they thought they represented. Yeah,
right.
You look back now and be like, are you kidding me? They were so clean cut. They were perfect specimens in general. But it's just evolution, right? It's just, it's different now.
Yeah.
It's amazing you were able to point that out and figure that out.
Thanks. I think you said something that's right on the money, that there is stigma attached to hip hop.
Of course, yeah.
So when you asked, were you fearful in doing this? Like, did you know there was risk involved? And I let you know my reaction was, I cannot have this be corny because this is for my kids. I knew that maybe there would be some people in the community that might not understand why we selected this genre.
Mm-hmm.
Because yes, there is negative connotation sometimes connected with mainstream hip hop, mainstream messaging. And our kids use and confuse that. The idea for this video attached with this song was to showcase students doing really positive things and that can still be cool. And you can still have swag and say from my hood, from my block,
right,
and not mean, you know, you're on the corner doing something wrong.
Right.
Maybe you're on the corner preaching happiness.
Right.
And that's what we wanted to demonstrate. And I think we captured that. And I think it also pushed the envelope a little bit to have people start talking, because that topic did come up, that is this song truly a showcase of the school? Because it was hip-hop based. Is it automatically going to come off negative because people have some perceptions of what hip-hop music is?
Well, I go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, sorry. I think Quimby Oak Middle School is geographically in such a spot, though. Like now that I'm really thinking about it, well, you have an amalgamation of various cultural backgrounds. Like, you have kids who are 0th generation here, 1st generation here, from a South Asian background, completely different culturally, religiously. And then you have some from, like, the East Side, you know? And so you can get a lot of mixed reactions to, I guess, just what's normal these days.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's where I was going to go. It's like we could also point at the fact that there are going to be more conservative people. There's always going to be a spectrum, right, of people that are like super conservative, and there's others that are like, this is what it is.
Yeah.
But it, regardless of what our values are or what we believe is right, there's a reality out there. We can't pretend there isn't a ghetto and that there aren't kids growing up in that. We're lucky where we are right now. Let's face it. Where we live, where I live right now, I mean, I'm living in San Jose, and yeah, there's bad sections and yeah, there's bad things going on in any city in this world there is. But we're lucky because there's jobs around us and the people, you know, but you could see there are a lot of homeless people amongst us, right, in this beautiful land we live in. There's a lot of it, more than I've ever seen. I'm from New York, and I never used to see this many homeless people as I do in San Jose. Yeah. So the reality is it's not a rose-colored world, right? So there are issues. So it's a matter of like, okay, we can look at it and say, you know what, that's not good because there's bad language in hip-hop. But I know from the radio side and on the music side of things, hip-hop is by far and away the most popular genre in music right now. Country is like a close second. I mean, is a distant second. But hip-hop sells more than any other. It has more views than any other, has more downloads than any other, physical sales than any other. So this is the reality that we should reach instead of making it a negative. Let's see how we can turn it into a positive. It's just what you did.
Right. And I want students to know that there's more than one avenue to get to somewhere. And so you mentioned that you need more skills than just your textbook smarts. That doesn't negate that one of our values is still to be studious, strive for accuracy, set goals, master content, be persistent, apply effort, ask questions, and show up prepared. You don't need to be a straight A student to have those qualities.
Great
and
point.
We need to instill in our kids before I get them for 2 years before I send them off to high school.
Yeah.
And I want to send them off with their head held high, knowing, yeah, math might be hard for me, but man, do I know how to persist.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I want for kids, that there's more than one avenue to get to somewhere.
So let's talk hypothetically, or actually let's philosophically, if you will, for a second. You've done this now. We've seen that it can happen. This is no longer just a pipe dream of like, we should try and do something like this one day. You just made something great happen. There's many other schools, and I know for a fact that a lot of other teachers and school districts listen to this show. So how would you recommend maybe this conversation starts in other districts or other people in positions like yourself, Principal Ryan?
I think one thing that's really worked for us in Evergreen is our whole district has an initiative called PBIS,
mm-hmm.
and it's Positive Behavioral Interventions and Supports.
Mm-hmm.
And really, it's catching kids doing good things.
Okay.
And as a school, identifying what your values are and instilling values in kids and pushing them to come up with what are things that you stand for.
Okay.
I think that's where we need to start, and that's where educators can really push getting creative with kids, because then they could take those values and apply them in many different ways. Art, music.
Is it hard on the inside, being like, say, with the Board of Education or whatever, to get things through? Like, say you do have, somebody has this idea and they're in Fremont or wherever in Sunnyvale, and they decide, I want to try this. How difficult is it to manage those channels?
I think that we're exceptionally lucky in Evergreen. We have some very broad thinkers that are leaders of our district that are always student-centered. So as a principal, when I present projects like this, we do it the right way. So we wrote a board permission to have this project go through, and we connected it with everything that we were doing at school. So we know it aligned with our work, and student engagement was number one. So what it does, it strengthens better partnerships with experts in the community, like
mm-hmm.
the owner of a hip hop company.
Right.
Like, that's huge to show our kids a real life example. So right. I was lucky. Evergreen is super progressive in that way and wanting to build really strong student-centered connections.
Dude, think about it like this. We haven't even touched on this topic. I think this is the beauty of this project. The more you actually dissect what happened, so the choir, I mean, they actually wrote the notes to the song out,
mm-hmm.
and the band, sorry, not
the
choir.
Sheet music?
Yeah.
Sheet music.
They, yes.
Sorry, yeah, I don't know the technical. They built the sheet music, right? And like, and then the band practiced the song, and they can actually, you can be at a game, and it's like, and play the song, you know.
So do you play
that's
it at
monumental.
School? Like, does it get played over the loudspeaker or something?
Yeah, so we use this. We kind of kept it. We had like a launch. Like, we kind of really made it like, this is a video premiere.
That's great.
And it was at the Spirit Rally. And we had a huge rally. We've always had a rally outside. I'm like, let's make this feel like a high school or college rallies where everyone's packed in the gym.
So cool.
The whole place was filled with blue and gold. And we celebrated and acknowledged all of our sports teams. And then we had this video premiere. And we showed the video. And then the band comes out at the end. And the kids performed it live.
Wow. It's crazy.
It was pretty epic.
Yeah. It sounds
epic.
Like a big video premiere for like whatever.
Dude, it
some
was
huge
epic.
Star. What I think it's cool too that they can take ownership of this. Like, we did mm-hmm. this. Like, look what we did, this video.
Yeah.
But I always remember hearing things over the loudspeaker at school, and that sound was so terrible. So I can't imagine like the beats pumping through that little box, you know?
Yeah.
Although it's probably different now. It's probably like some Bluetooth that goes through all of you. But to really kind of get to where I think this is going, which is, would you say that this is step one? Would you say this is something you'd like to make maybe traditional or like yearly or something like that?
Yeah, I think right away students, my eighth grade students, are already coming up with ideas. One of the students that was pretty active in this project, her name is Ariana. This is what she wants to do. I've seen her have like a little notebook where she's writing lyrics, or I've seen her with this CACHA and this CACHA slip that lists our values. And she's thinking of all these different ways to like make a point about why Quimby is important in a really creative way, where it's not just like, yeah, Quimby, like a literal, like she's really putting her thought behind how she could write lyrics on her own.
So wild.
I see it taking off. I see this being a really amazing elective opportunity. I see this being an awesome collaboration with a continued collaboration, offering like a club or some kind of after school opportunity for kids.
I mean, what if we could get like a major platform or like Apple, you know, integrated with what we're trying
to
do.
Look where you are. If there's ever a time, place where you can do something like that.
Thousands of students using technology to build positively diverse communities. This is a public school.
You know what? You're right. And I've really admired this thought process because, Principal Ryan, because you could easily just be like, let's do this as a yearly thing. We'll have like the eighth graders do a presentation. They write the lyrics, whatever it is. You could make it into something just on that alone. And it's a cool thing. Like field day. I remember that was the best day of my
field
year
day was the best.
When I was a kid. It was like, I'm ready for this. Like I'm going to be red. You know what I mean? Like it was the greatest thing, but you could do that easily now because you've established it. When you start talking about making things into an elective or possibly breaking it into like breaking down some walls, because there has to be people to do that. It's never easy to, it was like just recently on Martin Luther King Day, I remember saying to somebody, like somebody said to me, well, he had a lot of enemies too. And I'm like, well, of course, like there's never been one major figure in the world that's ever done anything meaningful that didn't have tons of haters because people don't want to disrupt their values or whatever. There are so few, especially in the education, in the world of education, simply because it's so rooted in this tradition of like, this is the way we do it. It's crazy, but it's also brilliant, and I think we should make some noise. Let's get everybody doing this. I have a radio station that reaches 1 to 5 million people every day. It's in one of the biggest regions in the world.
No, I mean, so
let's try and get the word. Let's get people rallying around this idea, and you could be at the top, being like, "Come on, everybody! I know it works."
I agree. Yeah. I mean, it was shocking because the couple other projects that we did were pretty much like directed by us, and we kind of did everything sort of in house. This. A lot of children, their leadership students, their LSI students, as well as others, were volunteering to take up roles that day of filming. You know, like being the director or just doing operations and making sure the car gets to where it needs to be and things are basically taking responsibility be a part of this project. And a lot of students, like I saw a lot coming saying, I have this passion of being like a director and, you know, and proactively showing up to meetings. When you were a seventh grader, what proactive meeting did you show up at?
I barely did anything. Yeah, I was like, I think of myself at that age. I'm like, what did
Kids
I even
were like,
do?
I want to do this. I like to do this. Hey, sports. I want to show that. That's like amazing.
Yeah, that's the part of it. So you were.
Yeah, it was real life. It was tapping into what kids are into, but then showing them, well, this is really how a music video gets made. Here's a production crew. You got to show up to set on time. Here's what filming looks like.
That's a good
point. We did all of this in like one take. Like we didn't like waste a lot of time. Like the kids were prepared. People were listening. They wore costumes. They organized. Like that was a parent's car. Like these are connections that we've made now. We know so much about our kids. We know that like, what dads have car clubs. Like, that's so cool. We found all of our old band uniforms from, like, the 70s. And, like, the kids did throwbacks.
Oh,
like, this
awesome.
Was all their ideas. You know, Quimby hasn't had bikes on campus for a really long time. And this year we're really bringing back walk and roll. And kids can ride their bikes to school. So, like, all the bicycle kids wanted to be in the video. It was a really positive experience and it built really strong connections.
It's interesting too because even if you want, like, say, like the kids who want to be rappers, they want to do something like acting, there's still within those professions, you still have to be structured. You know, you have to, like you said, you have to show up on time, you have to dress right, you have to represent yourself well. You can't just be like, I want to be a rapper. You have to do the work. And this kind of shows them that even if it's something fun like this, you still got to put the time in, you got to take it seriously, just as you would with school. But you just gave them almost a parallel to why if you do all these things right, then there's no reason you won't be able to go do anything you want. If you do it right, I always think that as a kid, like if I knew what I knew then, what I know now, like if I put the time in and learn as much as I can, I think of what I'd be doing now. You know what I mean? I probably I would be running the world, you know, because it's like you don't think that as a kid. But if you're doing that, then you're tapping into potential of people that might not have otherwise had the opportunity. So
if you can see the invisible, you can do the impossible. That's the only thing every child needs to digest.
That's a great call. Yeah. So, all right. So we only have a couple minutes left, so I don't want to waste the time. Where's the next step? What are you guys going to do? Can anybody see the video, by the way, anywhere?
Or is it? Oh, yeah. It, what? 25,000 views? Or,
I think so.
Or
yeah, 25, 27, 30, yeah. somewhere around there.
All right.
It broke 25.
We are using the video. So sixth graders that are visiting Quimby for the first time, because they'll be incoming seventh graders. This is like their tour time. So this is how we will introduce Quimby Oak to new students. They'll get, they'll kind of get this pep rally feel when they come onto campus. And if you think that that video is high quality, well, we're going to show you to do high quality things. And you have all these different ways to pick things you're passionate about. So we're going to use it in that way. We also are going to use it through our Lobo homeroom just to kind of promote school spirit. But I think moving forward, yes, there'll be another video. Yes, there'll be another project. Will it always be the same? No, because it's always going to be what is coming from the kids.
Well, I know his creative process is always flowing because every time he comes in here, he's like, this is what we should do, blah, 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 blah. And I see him doing it right now. I see Hardik's face and he's like, I got a million ideas. I got to hold him back. I know you're doing that right now. Even I do. And I'm sitting over here thinking the same thing and I don't have any skin in this game because I don't have any kids in the school or kids in general.
Yeah.
But it is amazing. I think what you guys have sort of taken on is a bit scary in
it's
a way
a
because it's a new frontier.
Yeah,
it's a new frontier, but it's also exciting. And whenever you do something without a security net, it's a little more exciting. And I think in this case, you've shown at least the kids that you're willing to get on their level, which is such
awesome.
A difficult thing to do. And it's amazing when you're able to achieve it because it's such a fine line. Like you said, this could have been so corny.
Yeah.
You could have failed miserably, but at least you would have failed trying. Do you have any advice or from people like peers for in your industry, in the education? You're a principal, so it's obviously, you know, elite territory, but what would you recommend to others?
I think don't ever be scared to really lead with your heart. And I think that that's what builds you kind of the best connection in this business of education, which is constantly changing and constantly kind of under a microscope and has so much at stake if you don't do it well. But leading with your heart means that you invest and pour everything in your soul into it. And so I show up to work every day. And that was Quimby's theme last year. No matter what we're going through as educators, as school leaders, our job is to show up for kids that are not our own so that our world is better. So I show up and I'm mom number two for 986 kids.
Yeah.
And that's how I sit at my desk every day.
That's a big deal.
Round of applause.
Seriously.
I get tired of my two boys.
986? But I'll give them a hug at school. I'll make sure they're okay. Guaranteed.
That's awesome.
One last question would be, if you could flip a switch in this with your, I don't want to say that your particular school, because I'm sure Quimby Oak Middle School is a little more progressive than a lot of others, but if there's one thing that like you find to be a challenge in your job, if you could flip a switch and change it, is there something that stands out to you?
Yeah. Choice and structure.
Okay.
I think that we creatively inspire the mind, but we also need to creatively inspire the environment. And sometimes the structure of how traditional school is set up can work against that creative process. And it takes really ambitious and bold leaders. I'm lucky to work in Evergreen where the people above me, my boss is super progressive and will always make decisions in favor of kids. But I think that that's probably the biggest challenge, that if I could flip the switch, complete creative kind of control to meet student needs would be what would serve them best.
Great. You were amazing.
Thanks.
You're listening. You've been tuning in and wondering what you're listening to. I should have been saying this more often. That was Principal Ryan Hansen-Vera from Quimby Oak Middle School. Hardik, my partner on Desi Hip Hop. was the reason this all happened. So thank you for setting it up and making this happen. I was excited at this opportunity. I would love it if you could come back again.
I'd love
it. Do a follow-up with this, because if Larry doesn't have a chance to ask some questions, I know he'll be upset because this is right up his alley.
Yeah.
You will come back again?
Yes, of course.
Even if you have
to.
An idea, if something you want to bring up or something you're doing at the school or some fundraising, whatever, let's talk about it.
Great, thank
but you. You were amazing, and thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you.
And I think a lot of other parents should thank you as well for trying to break down some barriers.
Quimby Oak Middle School, go Lobos.
Go Lobos.
All right, cool. So thank you so much for listening. And next week we'll do another topic. If you want to join us and get in on the conversation, you'll see it back here next week on People Helping People, Bali Radio.